I raise these questions to illustrate the role that behavior plays as it relates to code switching. As a kid, I was inadvertently forced to learn to code switch, and perhaps in my case, that unintentional education saved my life. Code switching as a concept is really interesting. By definition, it's what happens when people who speak multiple languages alternate between two or more, oftentimes within the same phrase or sentence. In a more colloquial sense, code switching is what happens when people reflexively or subtly change the way they express themselves. So for someone like me, and I'm sure many of you all here, I thought up until about fourth grade that y'all was the correct contraction for you all. It was only after some point around 9 or 10 that I learned that you all was the correct way to address a group of people, and that I should absolutely use you all, not y'all, when addressing important people and situations. As our world continues to be connected through technology of all sorts, apps and the Internet of Things and artificial intelligence, I guess code switching makes a lot of sense as people from different backgrounds continue to come into close contact with one another. But when we look more closely at code switching, who is expected to make the switch, we discover a hidden reality, and that reality is that the expectation of code switching threatens true diversity. As our world continues to be connected through technology of all sorts, apps and the Internet of Things and artificial intelligence, I guess code switching makes a lot of sense as people from different backgrounds continue to come into close contact with one another. But when we look more closely at code switching, who is expected to make the switch, we discover a hidden reality, and that reality is that the expectation of code switching threatens true diversity.
We'll be right back.